Come and gather up your links. All the things you thought were red. Couple things you thought stink. And you sort them all out. Like paper slips in your lap. It's time to lay it down. It's time to record another metaphor podcast.
Yeah, so like... I had the trip to Tucson.
Right, and that seemed like that was kind of cool. At least I enjoyed watching it through your and Angela's eyes.
Yeah, no, it was a nice trip. We drove down to Tucson. We spent 3 days driving down, 3 days driving back. There for 5 days in the middle. This is because the Mineral Museum that Angela is the current interim curator at has they always show off a case down at the Tucson Mineral Show, which is like the biggest mineral show in the world, apparently.
Right. Like somebody Tucson. Else I knew on the internet was there.
Yeah.
And I was just, or at least was looking at beautiful rocks in Tucson. And I'm like, they've got to be in the same place that Josh and Angela are.
Well, there's the convention and then there's a ton of mineral dealers all over in like, you
who
know,
just
10
put up a table
radius,
on the side
too.
Of the highway. Right. Right.
It's like, it's ridiculous. It's humongous. You can't throw a cryocyte without, anyway. But yeah, so we were down there and I was basically not working that whole stretch. You know, you helped cover some stuff, other folks
it was
helped
fun.
Cover. And so I kind of wasn't looking at the internet a whole lot in general. And I was, you know, just looking at Tucson or driving or working on art stuff. And it was good. It was a nice mostly vacation. So I wasn't really looking at Metafilter during that very much. I was like, hey, what if I try and actually take some brain time off?
Right.
But on either end of that, it's also just been kind of a busy month with other stuff. And it's been a month full of fucking U.S. primary stress. And,
really, literally the worst.
Yeah. And so a lot
it
of the time.
It doesn't get worse, except for the actual election will probably be worse. But other than that, that's as worse as
it
gets.
Yeah, it's not a great time to be moderating in general. And I've sort of done some catch up on either side because I knew it was going to be gone for, you know, a week and a half. And as a result, I really just – there are months where I look at a lot of stuff I enjoy on Metafilter, and there's months where I look at not so much. And I just like – my list of stuff from this month is so small. Like I just really haven't made or found or had that like leisure time. So like I know I've approved a bunch of projects, but sometimes I like really – take some time and look at each project that comes through. This time, I really don't know how many projects I approved this month, let alone what any of them were. You know, it's like I know there were some posts I liked on the blue, and I can probably track them down. But like, you know, it's very weird having such an absence of like stuff that I know immediately I could talk about. And I mean, we're talking about me. I realize if we get going, I could probably talk for 90 minutes. But
sure.
It doesn't feel like it's there, and I'm feeling – you know, I feel self-conscious in a very real way about that going into a podcast that we have historically structured into very much a marching through of all these different subsets of the site. So
that's
kind of a headspace thing.
Good. I mean, for me, because I was helping out around the site – like in a kind of a routine way, like Sundays and Mondays, 6 hours, and also with primary stuff, you know, I've been getting the emails that I normally don't get when I just hang out for a day, you know, or help out for a day.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that's been really interesting for me is seeing the topics just come through, like they don't come through my inbox, they get filtered, but I look at them when I look at like moderator email. Like I see the titles and I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. Or like, oh, I bet that's a great fight. Or like, I need to go yell at somebody about that. Like, whatever the thing is, I've actually been more engaged with Metafilter, not as a result of moderating. I mean, obviously, I've been engaged as a result of that. But because I've seen – because I – like, a lot of times I just kind of don't go to the blue for recreation. Like, the green is my spot, right? And I'll check in on Metafilter if there's a – fun or a discussion that I think could use some help. But like the blue, I don't know what the thing is, but when seeing the titles and being like, oh, there's a thread on Wikipedia. Oh, I'd like kind of like to talk about that. Oh, there's a thread on this. Like it's actually gotten me more engaged than I would otherwise. Because like last month, I think part of the thing was I hadn't really been on the site that much either, you know, whereas this month I've spent more time there and, you know, fuck U.S. politics, but like other than that, you know, I found stuff to enjoy there and to have conversations. And so that's actually been kind of fun.
Well, you may be doing most of the loading of the links then.
Hey!
I guess we should say, hey. Welcome to episode 161 of the Metafilter Monthly Podcast. I am Josh Cortex Millard.
And I'm Jessamine.
And here we are. But yeah, wow. That was a long run up to an intro. Now I'm like, how are you?
Now you're in the soup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't get out of the soup.
So you were talking about projects, and I'm actually quite surprised there's just not that many this month.
That could be part of why I don't remember.
February's short, but it's not that short, you know? Especially this February, which was a little longer.
Yeah. Maybe everybody had leap day plans and they really had to work on that instead of other stuff.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I think we could essentially basically mention pretty much every project. And it's interesting, this one, because I, of course, we were talking about reading the titles and I like read the title and then I was like, I hope that's about this thing. And it turned out to be about something else. But essentially, this is the brand new project. Well, brand new, by You Are Not There. And it's all about making one of those funny alignment charts. You know the alignment charts.
Oh, yes. Yeah, D&D alignment charts.
About, like, what kinds of greens people eat. And it's just kind of a beautiful one-sheet, neat-looking thing. But what I thought it was going to be was about, like, different colors of green, you know?
Ah.
Because Jim has a green car now. A new-to-him green car without a name. And so, you know, cars need names, I think. It's fine if your car doesn't have a name. But like
I think it's good for a car to have a name. I don't think it's necessary. It's same thing with guitars. Yeah. Like, I haven't named any of my guitars, but, like, you know, I'm glad that people name their guitars. I just...
Yeah, I mean, if you feel like your car has a personality...
Or my children. I've never named any of my children.
Your cats have names. Yeah, I always worry about, like, I have friends who have a cat named Kitty, and that kind of weirds me out because that's not really a name, you know? It's a descriptor.
Yeah, but I mean, there's something about the space that pets occupy where they kind of, like, you get a cat because you want a cat, not because you want a Ferdinand, you know? The catness of the cat is, especially if it's a single cat.
Yeah, I just feel like giving them a name is a kind of a dignity level, which is how you know they're just not a backyard animal.
Well, sure, but I guess is Kitty the name or is Kitty the thing they refer to it because they refuse to accept the idea that it would have a name?
Kind of like that. Yeah? Like, it just kind of showed up in their house at one point and they kind of were referring to it as the kitty. And then when it moved all the way into the house, its name was Kitty.
Well, I mean, that feels like a meaningful distinction, and also it feels a little bit more justifiable if it just sort of like wandered the fuck in. Like,
whose side are you on?
I think your friends, maybe.
Oh. Well, fortunately, people on Metafilter have opinions about cats, and we can see. Maybe Kitty's a totally normal name. I think it's a weird non-name. It's like calling your car.
I think it's a weird, you know, middle space sort of
scooter.
Name. Like, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Truck. Tonka. So at any rate, Jim's got a green car, and we've been kind of like looking at different kinds of greens to think about like what you might want to call your green car. You know? Like,
yeah.
Find something. He wants to call it moss, and I'm kind of like, that's kind of my thing. Like, I felt really weird about it, right? Because it's just a color. It's a color he likes. I mean, it is a thing we both like.
Well, you just put it in a very large glass jar and then, like, you're sort of meeting in the middle.
But it's kind of my thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he got anywhere with it. So I was kind of thinking maybe this was going to be, like, a long list of green colors. But instead, it's an alignment chart for how you eat your vegetables, which I enjoyed. And DNG wrote a story called You, which was about being a teenager in the 90s, which I'm looking forward to reading but have not read yet. And I kind of love the picture. And it's all written in the second person, which is why it is called You. You could just click that link and, like, look at the picture. And pretty much there's the 90s. It's about being a tall kid in a...
Yes.
In the 90s.
The mid-90s, even.
All the light we cannot see did a Slovenian Twitter bot about Twitter bots.
Yeah, and I did glance at this one, and I was not clear from the write-up or the bot whether it's tidbits from an actual extant memoir or if it's also a reflection of a writing project of having generated a Slovenian memoir.
Is it generating kind of fake memoirness or are they writing a memoir is doing generative stuff from?
Yeah, yeah. Or is this an actual, like, some random memoir that does in fact exist? You know, I guess I should look at the code and see if I can.
Yeah, it is neat reading it. It's just got a couple like one-off tweets that is sort of individual.
We roam
in sunlight. Like it's glorious.
It is very much a generative thing. So yeah.
It's better yet.
Combining little bits of settings and name lists and word lists and verb lists and time of day and so on. So yes, excellent. I mean, I would have been happy with whatever, but this is like my sort of approach to it too. So hey, that's
hey.
Nice.
Well, then you probably also, I don't know how you felt about Turtletown.
I didn't look at Turtletown. Oh, it's an Arcodin thing. Nice.
Yes. Turtle game. Strategy game.
Excellent.
You live in a city on a giant turtle,
Oh, man.
Who was the one who was like Turtles All the Way Down? Who's that guy? Please help.
Pratchett? Was that from a Terry Pratchett book? Discworld maybe sits on the back of a turtle, but the Turtles All the Way Down thing, I think that was Feynman? Was that a little lady talking about
Richard
Feynman?
I guess it's a mythology thing, and then who's Turtles All the Way Down?
I think Turtles All the Way Down, let's say Richard Feynman, one of those old white 20th century memoir scientist guys probably.
Hey, Sturgill Simpson sung a song.
I'm just going to look it up.
Turtles All the Way Down. Scalia talked about it. Pratchett paid homage to it. Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell. There we go.
I want to read more about it because there's a Hindu mythology that kind of underpins this, which sounds like it's actually really interesting.
Yes. Okay. Good podcasting. We're
hey!
I'm actually very excited to fuck with Turtletown now that I'm actually looking at it. It seems like a thing I would enjoy a great deal. So good job, Arcodin. Keep making things just so that I can be amused by them belatedly.
I do have a side conversation about turtles.
Yeah.
So I gave a talk at a library last night, not the one I gave at a library today, that has an exquisite taxidermy collection.
Oh, nice.
Exquisite. And so one of the things it has in its exquisite taxidermy collection, and this is kind of only cool if you think taxidermy is cool, and I'm aware that there are a lot of people who do not think it is cool, and like, I see you, but this is maybe not for you. So they have a 10-foot alligator preserved in a, in a glass case in the library. And I noticed, I took a picture of the alligator. I was trying not to be super creepy, taking pictures of like all these dead animals right before my talk. Like, oh, you seem nice. But then I took a picture of the alligator and then I went home. And then I noticed as I was taking a picture, as I looked at the picture of the alligator, maybe I can send you a link to this. If I can log in, that sounds amazing. Hold on. Shut up. I noticed as I looked at my picture that I took of this giant alligator that if you look at it closely, there is actually a tiny turtle that is kind of also in the same case with the thing. Yeah, so I talked about, what a cool library this was. I'll send you a link. But then somebody else who I had known from being a librarian at Canaan, which is the easternmost town in Vermont. It's almost in Canada and it's almost in New Hampshire. basically said that there was a rumor when he worked at that library that some, because all these specimens were collected back when this kind of specimen collecting was like the way men were men back then. And he said that there was always a rumor at his library that one of these kind of explorer intrepid dudes brought back like one of those giant Galapagos turtles, and it would like hang out and the kids would ride it around in the town.
Okay.
No idea if that is true or not, but now I absolutely have to figure it out, right? Like, it's got to be in a newspaper somewhere, like a Northeast Kingdom newspaper, and I am excited to figure it out.
I would like to see something come of that. I look forward to hearing if you do find anything.
Yeah, I love, you know, trying to, you know, people be like, oh, I heard one time that there was a person who blah, and I'd be like, well, I mean, this is why I went to library school. Like, you can know some things. Like, things can be known, and you can look them up. And the more stuff gets digitized, the more you can look them up from home without having to go to some archive somewhere and mess around with things.
Yeah. There is the amazing Condoizer from Morspin, which I do remember this one because I wanted to make sure I understood if the link was working. But basically, it's a simple Twitter-based utility or Twitter targeting utility.
I mean, it's a bulk deleter, basically, right?
Yeah.
Does it do anything else?
Well, but it specifically deletes tweets based on some additional string content you put in the tweet. So if you like, if you really want this to be a tweet that goes away after an hour, you just add #1H to it.
Okay. Did I dream this, or did Twitter also just roll something out like that, like literally today?
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. Last day or two.
Recently.
Time has no meaning to me. But yeah, in the last day or two, it has come out. I heard first someone saying they're rolling it out, and then someone says, "Well, they're rolling it out in Brazil." So apparently, in Brazil, for the moment, they are specifically
rolling out. And we should probably
finish
the sentence that we both started talking about, because I can read your mind, but everybody else can't read both of our minds.
Tweet deleting. Tweets
timed
that delete themselves. Timed tweets. Like Instagram
stories.
But tweets.
Yeah.
Snapchat, but no one under 12 is going to use it. Do kids even use Snapchat anymore? Is that just dead?
How would I even know?
Yeah,
I assume that you meant TikTok.
No. They're different. Snapchat, that was like the whole thing with Snapchat. It's like, you know, everything is like this message will self-destruct, right? Like,
except that it also was on your phone, so you could screen cap anything. But yes,
sure,
yes, exactly.
Yes. Which, Jesus fucking Christ. But anyway, yes, Twitter, my understanding is what they've done is they have rolled out fleets in Brazil.
Fleets? That's
like
what they called them?
It's a fleeting tweet. It's a fleet. It's a tweet that won't last long, and like you can only communicate with someone who posted a fleet by communicating in their DMs. So
oh, right, like no likes, no faves. Like
yeah.
they're not. You can just look at them. You can't interact with them. You can't reply to them.
Yeah, which
it just sounds like a way to fuck with people.
Yeah, I mean, like that's – it's hard to look at any new feature on Twitter and not think, okay, how is this going to be used as a, you know, channel for abuse by fuckos? But, you
right.
know, it might also be useful for a lot of stuff. So who knows? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to get out of Brazil. I like the idea that Brazil, to which World War II Nazis fled to disappear, is getting a Twitter feature about things that disappear for a platform with too many Nazis. I don't know where to go with that exactly, but it's been running around my brain ever since I read this story about this. In any case, yes, Twitter is now doing a thing that you could just use the amazing Condoizer instead to do yourself if you just
right.
want your tweets disappear. Good job, Morspin. We brought it back. All right.
Yes. Thanks, Morspin. Also, Malevolent created the ultimate comic strip for millennials. What, you're laughing already? Josh.
I saw this one.
Well, of course you saw it.
Well, yeah, but I saw it.
You saw all
saw
of them.
It.
You saw all of them.
But sometimes all I see is enough to like make sure the link is functioning.
Right. So this is called Avocado and Toast, and it basically generates stuff from those millennials are ruining everything articles and then made something that puts speech bubbles over Jamie Smart's Avocado and Toast artworks. It's very funny. I have looked at it. There's a lot of kind of lulls in the comment thread of the Metafilter post that was created from this project's post. And I just liked it. I mean, it's one of those it turned into kind of a Metafilter thread with people just being like, oh, I found it. Do this. I found it doing that. And those are some of my favorite threads.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun strip mining a generative thing for content.
Like yeah, that's also, I feel like a lot of people really like the Avocado and Toast comics to begin with, and so it's just fun to be immersed in those characters. Anyhow, basically,
yeah. I think I saw that then immediately show up, or more or less immediately show up over on Malt Shop after the project's post went up. So,
you know, I saw it on Malt Shop, and I have to tell you, I was very confused. Because I was like, I know this comic and I'm confused by what I'm looking at. I'll ask Josh later. And then I forgot. And here you are telling me. So
here we go.
Awesome.
It all comes together.
Awesome. And then Gymnopediast was on a podcast, Experience by Bike, about the bike tour he did in the summer. And I had thought Gymnopediast was the same person. Gymnopediast was the same person who had that project about the bike tour, but was not. So, hey, Ev, this is neat. And I have not listened to it, but if you are a person who likes bike podcasts, this podcast in general is good, and this specific one with MeFi's own Gymnopedist is good. Go do it.
You know, if we have...
Uh-oh. This is already. I can tell by how you start the sentence that it's going to be some terrible pun.
I'm just trying to edit it on the fly into better form. But I was going to say, like, I think we have a Wikipedia page that mentions famous meth fights, and I'm pretty sure we should have the title.
It's not Wikipedia. It's the MeFi Wiki.
The MeFi Wiki. God damn it.
Damn it.
Anyway, the title of that page should be the MeFi's own MeFi Zone.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. In retrospect, it doesn't even make that much sense, but
MeFi Zone, MeFi Zone. It sounds better if you say it my way, I think.
Yeah, sure. There were a couple jobs also, I guess we could mention as long as we're looking at the website, mentioning things that are on it.
The website!
MC Bea, McBea, is looking for a project coordinator for the National Farmers Union in Ontario.
Oh, I bet that's cool.
So yeah, that sounds like a whole pile of stuff. Consultation, research, stakeholder engagement, that sort of thing. Ontario Farmers Union.
What are the
details?
Fucking
get on it. It's a job.
Work remotely. Provide your own office space. Lots of video conferencing. Develop economic and social policies. Help family farms. So cool.
Yeah. Also, Vert Kennard is looking for someone to help them name their music app. So
I'm curious if that has happened yet.
Yeah. So yeah, there we go. Jobs. We did it.
Wow. They would actually pay people for that. Can I just mention again that I still have not hired somebody to help me with my book list app to make it go better?
You'll get there.
Who can help me move the Vermont Library Association from one web host to another. It's absolutely killing me. Like there should just be a plugin, right? Hi, I'm moving to a new web host. Oh, do you want to take all your shit and then put it somewhere else? I do. Oh, here's your plugin. But instead, they're all weird. And I don't know why that is the case. So I've got some leads, and I'm going to try doing it maybe this weekend when stuff calms down a little bit. But if not, I'm going to hire someone to do it. I forgot to mention that there's nothing interesting about the number 161 while we're talking.
Okay. Well, it's a palindrome.
See?
I'm just trying to make it feel better. I just. Metafilter. You know what my favorite Metafilter post of today is?
Is it all about the coronavirus?
No.
Wait, no. It's about the primaries?
No.
Is it about Wikipedia?
No.
Okay.
I get the bit. I'm so tired of these things.
What bit?
That's what everybody's posting stuff about.
It's no bit. I love this website.
I like this website too, but
I like it when people call Twitter a website, which is what I like.
You know, that still drives me crazy. And like I understand that it's a website, and it's probably like in my heart.
You
of hearts,
understand that it's a website in a different way than the people calling it this website understand that it's a website. Yeah. Like, well, you know that it's built in HTML and what that means.
Yeah.
Other people, I don't know what they're talking about.
I mean,
is it a joke? Is it vernacular?
It is literally a website, right? If you visit in your web browser, it's there. It's a website. Like, and it's much more legitimately so than fucking Instagram, which is
an
app that will let you view its content on the web if you ask nicely. So, I mean, like, it is a website, but at the same time, it's fucking Twitter. It's like, it's its own weird little fucking platform.
Yeah. No, I agree. So I'm sorry. I totally derailed you from something you liked.
Yeah, well, I was going into sort of half of a joke about it anyway, because the post I like is the one that I have not yet made. I've just been enjoying the content and hopeful other people will enjoy once I make it about some.
Wait, what?
I know, right? I have several posts I want to make, all of which I have enjoyed the content of, and I need to get around to.
What does enjoyed the content? Oh, you've enjoyed the, like
I've been watching some fucking YouTube videos, and I think they're good, and I'm going to make a post about them, but I haven't yet.
Okay, this future crime idea of enjoying the content of a post you haven't made yet was really sending.
I recognize that was a very backwards way to go into it.
You can be like Jim, like, buddy, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, I see that now.
Anyway, you guys are going to love it once it's there.
Can you give us a sneak peek, Josh? Or,
well, you know the Marble Olympics where there's marbles competing in Olympic events against each other?
So not you're playing marbles, but personified marble does a sport?
Maybe you do not know this. There's been posts.
Of course,
on this,
I don't know it.
Oh well, there's been Metafilter posts about it. I've probably talked about it like every year on the podcast. So
you have
excuse me.
I don't know the fucking Marble Olympic stuff. I have never heard of it.
I don't believe that. I'm gonna next time you have something to talk about, I'm gonna research the podcast to make you wrong.
Possible I'm wrong. Did I tell you about how there's a blue dome light in my car that I've never seen before, and I've been driving this car probably for 7 years?
No.
Yeah, like Jim and I were driving around at night, and I'm like, what's that fucking blue light? Did you leave something on or open? And he's like, what? No. And I'm like, what's the light? How do you turn it off? He's like, what are you talking about? And it turns out my car has like a courtesy light up by the sunroof that just shines a little bit blue so that you can like, I don't know, see your cup holder? I don't know what the hell it is. And I never recognized it or noticed it before, or I don't remember that I did. And it's kind of freaking me out because maybe I had it and never recognized it before, or maybe something's happening in my mind that I think I never saw it before, when in point of fact, it's just been part of my life that I knew about and then stopped knowing about it. Fun fact, sister has one too, and just found out she didn't know about it thanks to Facebook. She's like, what? I'm like, I don't know. It's like something activated them all the time. And you know, like people on the internet are like, oh, it's some kind of Bluetooth thing. I'm like, it isn't. It's a light that is always on when your headlights are on, only I've never seen it before.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's my derail about maybe it's me. But go on about Marble Olympics.
Well, yeah, I'm not fucking – I can't believe it's not – anyway, the Marble Olympics, this is a thing that this some guy does. This is such a long fucking way to get around to a post that I haven't even made. This guy, he makes a series of Olympic events for marbles. And they're like four marbles on a team and like eight teams of marbles. So you've got some like orange dealies and some clear dealies and some opaque white dealies. You know, all these different colors of marbles of approximately the same, you know, marble-sized size. And he runs them down these like, you know, the gravity-driven races and obstacle courses.
Thing.
Oh, that marble.
I didn't know that's what that was fucking called.
I mean,
I thought it was just a marble race. They're called Marble Olympics?
Maybe it's not, and I'm making up the Olympics part, but I want to say so.
Marble League? Gels Marble Runs?
That's probably it.
No, I guess somebody calls it Marble Olympics.
Anyway, imagine that, but instead of marbles, it was like little model cars doing rally races. And that's the videos I've been watching, and they're delightful.
Okay, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah. I am so sorry.
It's okay. It was an adventure.
Here's the subreddit about them.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'll make that post, and that'll probably be some nice light entertainment for folks.
Oh, they moved. So here's the thing. I think they got in some kind of trouble because Reddit basically had to move from our Marble Olympics to our Gels Marble Runs.
Did the fucking Olympics come down on probably. The fucking Marble Olympics? God, did,
I mean,
know,
I don't know.
I swear
I don't
to
know.
Fucking Christ.
But probably. It's the kind of thing they would do.
It is. Sort your shit out, Olympics.
Yeah, so yeah, anyway. these are fun.
They're good.
And you're going to make another post about them because something happened.
But not about them. I'm going to make an unrelated post about some little model cars doing similar sort of hijinks.
Oh, great. Okay. Like it. Right, because I remember talking about these before because I talked about how they were like those cell phone commercials.
I don't remember the cell phone commercials.
There was a cell phone commercial for a while where there was like, you know how like kind of Sprint's kind of yellow and T-Mobile is pink and Verizon is red. And they did like a marble thing with, and I don't know, Cricket is green. I don't know who the fuck is green. Oh, AT&T is blue.
Oh, it was like rolling and the one with the best rolls the farthest, whatever.
And the ad sucked because I can't remember who won, right? Like, but it was that thing, and probably, you know, scaffolded on the popularity of Jill's Marble Run, Marble Olympics, you know, formerly Marble Olympics. And I remember having that conversation. So I don't remember anything else. But there's a new blue light in my car. But I'm supposed to tell you that we're not allowed to talk about Jim's biological parents on the podcast.
Right. Okay. Let's not do that then.
Yep. But if anybody has questions, feel free to ask me or anybody else.
what a weird way to set that up.
I know. But I just had to tell you before we would have to edit something. Jim was just don't forget. And I was like, yeah, fine. Yep. It's not a secret. It just can't be on social media.
You certainly have not just strides into the hell out of that.
But it just needs to stay off, you know, social media. It doesn't matter if, like, people know. But I think part of the thing was he thought I had, like, made a post on Metafilter about it. I don't know why he thinks these things. Of course I didn't. But now he's worried for some reason. So I wonder.
Well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Your secret is safe with us.
Yep.
Zuckerberg.
DM me for details. Shut up.
Wouldn't that be the worst?
It would be the worst.
Oh, I've never known who my dad was. It's Mark Zuckerberg. I still don't know who my dad is.
Right. I had no idea who my father was. Oh, my God. It's Henry Kissinger. Oh, so terrible. That's got to be hard. I mean, there are those people who grew up and found out, like, their dad was Charles Manson or, like, whatever. Like, I think that would be difficult. Let's move on.
Yes.
I made a post.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Kind of by accident, really.
Did you make it in the past or in the future?
I actually made it in the past, and I'm talking about it in the present, like it exists, because it does. It isn't even that great, but it was basically
old-fashioned.
Yeah. It was basically one of those things where, like, so Wikipedia, I sometimes interact with Wikipedia, and they have a project that I generally like called Women in Red. Every month, there's a new thing that this group of people tries to do to get more women on Wikipedia in various ways. And so, like, last month it was Black History Month, and it was like more Black women in addition to other categories. And this month it's like photographs. Let's get more photographs of women on Wikipedia, not just porn stars and anime characters, right? And, you know, female Pokemons. So I was like on Pickrill, which is one of those websites that I like to look at for public domain photos. And I was looking for, I don't know what it was, like NASA or like female scientists or whatever. Excuse me. And I was coming up with all these cheerleader pictures. And like cheerleader, like women in cheerleading kind of outfits cheering. And I was like, well, I guess that's cool. But like I'm kind of looking for lady scientists. And then I clicked through and oh, ho, ho. It turns out that there's this group of women, I think they're all women. They may not be, called Science Cheerleaders. And it's basically former, like, NFL, NBA, college cheerleaders who are now in STEM careers who, like, show up at these events cheering about science. And it's cool. And there's kind of – and that's it. So I just made a little post because I didn't know about it. And so I figured other people wouldn't know about it. And it's like a very short little post on Metafilter. And it made me happy.
Nice.
Maybe it'll make you happy. Yeah.
I'm already a little bit happy.
Yeah. And Head Full of Air made a post about just a comment in that thread about SciStarter, which is a website that'll help you find a community science program to volunteer for. And it was started by the woman who founded Science Cheerleaders.
Nice.
So, hey, science, brah, science.
There were a couple of goofy Twitter things that I enjoyed.
Did they make their way to Metafilter, Josh, or is this in your head?
At least one of them did, and also made it into my recent activity, and so I have it easy to hand. So I will discuss that one.
Please.
Which is the post Etrigan made about a tweet that a guy named Alexis Pereira did. He made a joking tweet, and then it turned into a whole entire thing.
All right, I'm going to see if I can figure out – oh, Christ, this is one of those
– He made a tweet. He made up the beginning of a fake, you know, English essay trying to argue that, you know, Tom and Jerry is essentially a Marxist allegory.
Tom and Jerry, like the cat and mouse cartoon?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course it is.
But the point is not whether his conduct is correct. The point is he pretended to be a teacher expressing confusion about how to deal with this essay his student turned in. So he like wrote the essay and then he wrote some markup on it and, you know, errors and question marks and whatnot, and said, I don't even know what to do with this student. And it's like an obvious joke, but also if you want to see it as not a joke, you could imagine that it was a thing that really happened, in which case maybe people get very angry at you for the ethical violation of showing off your student's work without consent on the internet.
And so is this person a real person?
This person's a real person. They're just not an English teacher and there's
and
no
students.
And
that's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name. He's like a comedian or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I enjoy
the weirdness of it. Like, it's one of those things. Like, it's a situation where someone was very clearly making a joke, and the joke wasn't at anybody's expense. So the fact that it got confused and people freaked out feels less bad than if it were someone who like made an edgy joke, and then you get into like, well, but it was a joke. Well, but also it was super shitty. It's like, no, this was just very clearly a joke. But it's got a little bit of that like weird sort of. And yet people are like digging in on it. So it was interesting. It was internet-y. But it reminded me also of – there was probably a post about this, but there was also a Reply All episode about it. I almost had a TLDR episode about it, about the moves like Bloomberg thing, which – did you hear that, see that?
No. I mean, I'm kind of – maybe know what's going on, but keep going.
There was a really –
like moves like Bloomberg, like moves like Jagger?
Yes. What I should say is go listen to this Reply All episode because they're going to do a much better
like
job than
that
I did.
Podcast.
You don't like the Reply All, really?
I mean, I do and I
mean, you're allowed to. That's like, I don't mean to be shitty
I
about
do
it.
I do and I don't. It's a little it's like, you know, remember how there was like overhead transparencies and like you'd see them projected onto a wall and like let's say you had two and they were almost the same. And then you lined them up just a little bit off. I feel like Reply All is like my life only 83% lined up. And the 17% that doesn't fit aggravates me. You know what
see,
I mean? Like it's me. It's not them. It's a great podcast. I just kind of can't.
Because
it doesn't hit, I get so furious.
Yeah.
Not furious, but yeah.
I think I can see that. I think the stuff that's a little bit dissonant to my life experience or my like how I would want to interact on a podcast with their friends, I kind of enjoy just because I have enough of a sense of PJ and Alex interacting in a way that feels like friendship. Somewhat antagonistic friendship at times, but like it.
And they're dudes.
Well, I mean, there is that.
You're about as much dude as I can handle.
Thanks.
I guess. But you know what I mean? Like, you never pull like weird macho, shitty, edgy, jokey stuff with me. Like, we are just friends, and it is just not. You don't. It's just not who you are. But so anytime I'm listening to like people that I'm not 100% sure aren't going to maybe make a joke that I'm not sure I like, then I, you know, and reply all is like just a little, I don't know.
Just an aura there you're worried about?
What?
Well, anyway, they,
yeah, just a little over that line maybe, even though, yeah, like them, nice people.
Interesting. Well, they did a good episode about the Moves Like Bloomberg thing, which in short...
Which was like a video that we thought might be true and wasn't?
Well, I mean, it was set up as a joke. It was definitely set up more like a hoax than this thing that I just linked with the teacher thing, which was like very intentionally a joke. What happened was a comedian staged a fake Bloomberg like rally type thing in response to Pete Buttigieg. This had been an actual thing. Someone had like put out film from like camera video from Pete Buttigieg, like whatever, like canvassing group doing some sort of like warm up, let's get hyped exercises where they did a very dumb, simple, easy to learn dance to High Hopes, I think was the song.
Oh,
and it was like, you know, it's like it's cringy, but cringy in a way that anyone's actually had to deal with like large scale volunteer organizing events, stuff like that, recognizes the nature of this. It's just like, no one thinks this is cool, but also it's going to be moderately effective, and so we're going to fucking do it, kind
of. Yeah, and you don't expect – I mean, it's a context collapse, right? Like, yeah. It's for the people it's for. It's not for you.
Yeah. So, like, you take video of that. It looks kind of dumb and cringy when you put it on the internet out of context. Then this comedian said, okay, he's at an Upright Citizens Brigade show. He's like – he's doing a show at UBC. And he gets the audience to play along and be like the Bloomberg crowd to do a similar sort of bad, dumb dance. And so it's got like, you know, 50 people just sort of sitting around doing these hand movements to the song Moves
Layers.
Like Jagger. Except, you know, every time the word Jagger comes around, someone like probably the guy in like organizing this leans into the mic and says Bloomberg. So I was like, he's got the moves like Bloomberg. He's got the moves like Bloomberg. So he takes this
right.
video,
and
crops
so
it out to
just on and of itself.
So crops that out, doesn't like removes as much context as possible by just doing like sort of like the tail end of that whole thing. Posts that on Twitter, has changed his name to like Team Bloomberg or something on Twitter. So he's like trying to sort of get people with this,
yeah.
But also it's fucking ridiculous.
Right.
And Bloomberg's campaign ends up having to like disavow the whole thing.
Oh,
and he responds with like, wait, are you telling me I'm fired? And yeah, turned into a humongous. I enjoyed that.
Does this have anything to do with Metafilter? I forget why we started talking about this.
Because it was also a weird Twitter thing involving a hoax, I guess. I'm going where I'm going.
Are you
going
to make a post out of it?
No, I don't think
so. It's just a thing you enjoyed.
Yeah, it's just a thing I enjoyed. It's a thing that I was actually assuming there probably had been a post that I missed, but maybe not. Anyway. It was probably such
probably
a weird little flash in the pan.
Buried in that.
Yeah, it probably came up in passing in some fucking thread.
One of those yeah.
But I didn't find it on a quick search, so I'm just not going to worry about it. But anyway, that Reply All was good if you like listening to Reply All.
Great. Oh, that's why we started talking about
it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I guess we can tie it back a little bit there because this is long enough ago. It feels like Metafilter history now. But Reply All is a follow-up podcast to Alex Goldman and PJ Vogt's previous podcast, TLDR, which they started after PJ at some point basically posted on Ask Metafilter saying, hey, how do I get a job in public radio? I think it was public radio. Maybe it was just radio. But like, I think he basically said, hey, you know, I like listening to the radio. I like the idea of doing radio. How do I get a job doing radio? And then he ended up working at, I was going to say NPR, but I think it was actually whatever the New York station is, not WKRP, but WNYR, something like that.
WMIC?
Yeah, so, yeah, that sounds
good. It is in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense. Anyway, so yes, as I recall, PJ got a job.
Aww.
Thanks in part to help from Ask Metafilter on how to do that. And now we're talking about him on our podcast, which has nearly as many listeners, I'm sure.
Do we have any idea how many people listen to this podcast?
I was just looking at the RSS feed stuff because I had to move the RSS feed stuff because
– Does it have your name in it finally? God damn it.
I think that actually still needs editing, but I actually have control over it. Hey, you know, these things are a work in progress. There are several hundred subscribers in RSS feed.
I know what that word means.
The podcast. So, well, no, but my point is, I don't know how many of them are listening.
Right. But, well, that's what I mean. Yeah,
you know, some number. Yeah, so somewhere. Yes, somewhere in the hundreds, potentially, of people listen to it monthly via a podcast feed app.
Great.
Pulling off of our feed. So, you know, who knows? That could mean tens. That could mean thousands. And it's being rebroadcast by some other means.
Can it mean thousands?
It could be. I mean, someone could be scraping our feed and then rebroadcasting it in a third-party way that many people access it from. Like if they were listening via fucking Spotify, I don't know that
Can you listen to a podcast via Spotify? Can
admit
that I have never used Spotify? I don't know what it does.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. Spotify's been trying to get into the podcast game. They're actually trying to get into a little bit of like – I don't know if they're trying to full-on be podcast publishers – but they're definitely trying to be a podcast listening platform, including exclusive podcast content. I think the McElroys or some of the McElroys now have some podcast that's only on Spotify.
Is that who?
The McElroy brothers, My Brother and Me, The Adventure Zone.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about that one before.
I mean, anyway, I know they definitely like clutter up fanfare because they seem to have like a podcast every 6 minutes.
They make many podcasts, and one of them is exclusively available on Spotify, apparently. Spotify's a music listening app.
I mean, I know what it is. Yeah. I just haven't used it, so I don't know if it does anything special or whatever.
Yeah, no, it just does what it does. It's what I use at this point to listen to music because I've given up and accepted that streaming music is the only way I'm going to get around to listening to a variety of music on a regular basis. So,
hey, you know, there's a – well, I'll mention it when we get to it. But there's a thread on Ask Metafilter about like shit to listen to when you want to listen to streaming shit. But we can do it in a second because I have a couple more things to talk about Metafilter.
Bring them on.
Including and like I said, like a lot of these I only saw because I saw the titles in my inbox and I said, oh, I probably want to go fight with people. Comment culture or what the hell is wrong with people? Well, it's a joke, right? Because I don't fight with anybody for the most part. Like I try and harmony, you know, make people not fight. But basically, there's this really good post by SoundGuy99, which talks about how Cleveland.com is closing off their comments. They're not doing comments anymore. They have an FAQ. And the people who shut down that one, there's a list. It did a really good job of putting together this thing, basically, of all the sites that used to have comments that don't. And so there's a nice sort of conversation about comment sections, right? Which is always – I like talking about – those kinds of things with Metafilter people because I feel like Metafilter people just in a general sense are smart about comments. And so I enjoyed sort of hearing what people had to say and getting to sort of talk to people about why some comment sections are terrible or some are okay or blah, 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 blah. So if you want to comment about commenting, please hie thee to that thread about comment culture. And if you want to talk about how everything on the internet is terrible and is getting worse, I will – hold on. For whatever reason, my internet in this corner of the house is slightly pokey. But I was going to refer you
– hangs out with Gumby?
This –
That's terrible audio, by the way. Like, I get the joke. I get the joke. But you're just being mean to listeners who have to hear the sound of, like, a mic being tapped on.
Oh, I'm being mean to listeners. And you're not being mean to me making pokey jokes about my terrible internet. Josh.
You're my co-host. They're my guests. You know, it's
rude.
Different.
Rude.
No, I'm saying don't be rude. I'm saying be polite.
All right. God might nail me against the wall. God might have wanted everything he wants at all. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away from me. Head like a hole, black as your soul. I'd rather die than give you control. So, there's a fight about Wikipedia for politeness.
Oh, yay!
This was a really difficult thread in some ways because there are people who have strong feelings about Wikipedia on both / all sides of whether Wikipedia sucks, rules, something in the middle, when it got terrible, blah-bitty-blah. And all those people are right. Right? I have a certain opinion and where I feel like it makes sense to put my time and energy in. Other people have very strong opinions about why it doesn't make any sense for them to spend any time doing anything. But, you know, the thread is really interesting because Wikipedia is really interesting. And this thread turned into kind of a weird fight, which is not that surprising. And I flagged some stuff. And, but it was, you know, it's just interesting because, like, Wikipedia has been around almost as long as Metafilter. And so there's a lot of kind of silverbacks and old timers and then new people trying to fix a thing that kind of broke as soon as Matt Howey introduced favorites and trying to figure out how to fix that. Challenging, right? Like, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And so having people talk about whether it's even worth fixing or, you know, burn it to the ground because it's hopelessly broken. I like those conversations, especially if they can stay on track. And this one kind of didn't. But, you know, it almost did.
This is like those last two threads are an interesting contrast in so far as the comic culture one with the Cleveland.com site. That's actually one that I peeked into because I was interested in it. And I didn't end up like I peeked into it because I was interested, but I also only peeked in because I was like, well, I don't know if I really want to dig in on this right now, though. So I sort of glanced at it.
Well, there's a lot of people talking about it's long. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, if I'd had the specific mood and energy for it, like, I would have enjoyed reading that, and I just didn't get around to it. Whereas the Wikipedia one is, like, I had to look at it a couple times for moderation purposes. Like,
I think that was because I kept flagging stuff when you were working. So, sorry.
It wasn't just you. I mean, it was a weird mess in more than one way. But yeah, it was definitely sort of like, nope. And as soon as I'm done here,
right,
I'm gone again.
Right.
Despite both being like interesting internet discourse sort of things, just like different flavors that I'm more or less absolutely tired of.
Well, speaking of things you're absolutely tired of, how about political emails? This is a post by Clawsoon. Basically, it's an article that's on the markup.org about political emails and whether or not if they are delivered to like a brand new Gmail account, they wind up in the sort of promotions tab. Like, you know how like Gmail has some like alternate inbox setups that you can use. And I think now
have,
they're
like,
the
promotion and the social tabs are the
Well, I guess some political emails are more likely to show up in the promotion tabs than others. And, you know, the person who writes this article is like, Google has an opinion. And then a lot of other people, Metafilter people, of course, are like, does this person even know how email works? Like, and so it was kind of an interesting but controversial thread because there's really kind of two completely distinct ways of reading the article, right? Like, if you read it as a sysadmin, you're like, this is garbage. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, ah. Like, there's so many complicating factors. You can't learn anything by this simple experiment. And then there's other people who are like, well, don't you think we should think about how Google/Gmail can and can't affect what we see in our inboxes, especially because so many people rely on, you know, Gmail's different filtering, like what it puts in spam, what it filters for you, et cetera, in order to kind of organize and manage their lives. And so, you know, there was no – this thread didn't resolve in any particular way. You know what I mean? Like, people are still kind of like, and I think they were arguing till the end of it as of yesterday. But I keep hoping that thread is going to become a better version of itself and be a little bit more, I don't know, friendly. And bringing it all back around, one of those, like, eternal questions, sleeping in socks, abomination, or the thing that will actually help you sleep better. And it's 131 comments of talking about sleeping in socks.
By not the water. I saw that go by, and I was like, there's going to be a lot of comments in that thread.
Yeah. And well, because sleep hygiene is such a thing, right? It's a website of people who sleep terribly for the most part. It is. And so there's a whole
I don't know if that's – I wonder how true that is. Actually, that would be good, like, meta talk tales is like, how's your sleep? Just like, you know.
I wish we polled the audience more. Like, I wish we just had a Metafilter weekly poll.
I think that'd be fun. I think I talked about that at one point with someone. You know, I was talking with Swadehead about some stuff, and like the idea of having an actual poll function sort of came out of that. You know, for more utilitarian purposes, even really, but like also having it available for just fuck around goofy meta talk stuff could be fun too. So,
because there was a whole bunch of people who were like, I don't sleep in any clothes at all. I can't be that person who's naked except for their socks. Like, I don't care if I do sleep better. That's crazy. And so it was just a – I don't know. I love listening to people talk about, you know, their various stuff. If they're not pointing fingers at other people and being like, the way you do it is wrong.
Yeah. You know, I like the broad swath of humanity aspect of this kind of discussion. Like, I love finding out stuff that's not – it's not even weird, but I just never thought about it because it's not how I do it.
Right. You know, like, there's some people who can't sleep with if their toes are touching, if the skin on their toes is touching. Like, they gotta wear, like, toe socks.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I could – like, I don't have that problem, but I could feel that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Me too. There are times
when I'm acutely aware of, like – adjacent body parts touching each other.
Right.
Just not something that keeps me awake at night, literally.
Right.
Or figuratively, I guess.
You're one of those morning people.
Well, you mean that I get up in the morning?
Literally, I mean, yes. Early in the morning.
I mean, so I get up a little before 7.
Do you not think that is early in the morning? Because
well,
I get up a little before 11.
I think a little bit before 7 when obliged to. And then, you know, sleep in between like 7 and 8 when I don't have to.
So, like, if you're on vacation, you're sleeping till 8.
Well, yeah, maybe. Hmm. Unless I wake up sooner. But point is, like, I acknowledge that that's morning. Like, that's definitely a morning sort of thing. But I have had a couple jobs over the years where, like, I had to get up at, like, 5 in the fucking morning. And that's fucking early.
Very hard.
I think by comparison, I think of a morning person. Like, a morning person as someone who would be like, well, yeah, it's a little bit early, I guess. You know.
Right, but I go to the gym before I go to my job in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, well, yeah, you gotta get up and greet the day, you know? And I'm like, well, you know what? I have to be at my computer at 7 o'clock if I'm starting a shift at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going to get up at
6:45. You start a shift at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, well, I have a very short commute, it turns out. I have to come all the way downstairs and make some tea.
Holy hell, though. I didn't know that. That is wacky.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So I've gotten very used to it. I don't even remember how – I guess I'm a morning person, but I'm not like, I'm just not, I don't want anybody to think I'm not cool. Okay. I'm a morning person, but I recognize that it's too early.
Dude, morning people are cool. I didn't mean it that way.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just being a pain in the ass now. do you want to talk about Ask Metafilter?
I do. Do you?
Like going on an, sure.
Okay.
People like it. Other people like it. You like it. It feels like we should talk about it.
So I like this one only because I like to read some of the answers, because I read the question. I was like, nobody's going to answer this question. And it was basically Sweetie, or as I like to sometimes call her, Sweaty. Let me double check if I've got pronouns correct on that one. Don't know. Okay. Sweaty. Writing a novel set in earlier decades and character is 18 in 1968, married, out of high school, works in a cookie factory. Tell me what I need to know about working in a cookie factory in the 60s. And so I was like, come on, nobody's going to – really? What? But it is one of those questions that's actually kind of good for Metafilter, because people can be like, oh, well, here's some things you could read. You could read Studs Terkel's Working. I work in a site that used to be in a cookie factory. Don't forget, your readers don't know anything about cookie factories either, so you can make some of those work out. You know, blah, blah, blah. I worked in a factory, et cetera, et cetera. I was in a potato chip factory. Like, it got a lot more answers than I thought it was going to, and it turned out to be kind of an enjoyable thread.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually have one that I wish had gotten more answers, but I enjoyed it, which is a question from Some Little Punk in a Rocket.
Love this.
Great username, too. I'm wondering how The Simpsons translated cromulent for other languages.
Now, do you have to back up and explain that to people, or do you think everybody knows what cromulent does and does not mean?
I think it'd probably be healthy to not assume a universal knowledge of Simpsons as time goes on. So cromulent is a word they used on The Simpsons one time in an episode as a word to say that a different word was good. I believe the word – it was the Jebediah Springfield – something episode, and he, the town founder, who said, you know, even the something something embiggens us all, and used the made up word embiggens to say makes us greater, essentially.
Yeah.
And someone complained about that, probably Lisa, and then someone, maybe Mrs. Krabappel,
was like, said, it's a perfectly cromulent word.
Yeah. So using a made up word to defend a made up word. How do you translate that into other languages?
Because it's a made-up English word.
This made-up English word, yes. Which is a fascinating question writ large. Like, cromulent, it's interesting to see where they went with it, but also it's kind of – it seems less like it needs translating than some other things, because there's nothing in the joke that is necessarily –
right, it's a fake word in every other language also.
Yeah, like it's just a fake word. It's like versus embiggens in the same context, there's a very clear sense of creating the wrong derivation of a common form to create this bigger, fancier word that doesn't really exist. You know, so in that sense, anything translating that will probably try and capture the idea of like what's our word for big, or what's one of our words for big, and how do we make a root word into a fancier word, and what's a version of that that doesn't exist for big? Let's say that. You know, that's a clear puzzle to me. But cromulent is like, what's a word that sounds kind of like a word but isn't a word? It's like a
right. I mean, we call them possible non-words in linguistics. Like, you know that they follow the rules of making a word in your language, but this particular combination of letters doesn't have a meaning.
Yeah, emphasis on the possible.
Yeah,
as in it's. You know, it's plausible. This could possibly have been a word in a different universe where we started using it that way.
Yeah, and Ms. Next, the last comment in the thread, basically went and looked in the Disney subtitles. It's season 7, episode 16, to sort of talk about what the words were in a couple other languages. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I liked that.
I liked it. Let me look a couple, you know, kind of good nonsense. Here's another writing a song one. Excuse me, maybe I'm going to sneeze. Maybe I'm not going to sneeze.
I take it back.
It's making me crazy.
I've got a gazoon height in the chamber.
Well, like, I don't want to sneeze right into the microphone. Like, that's no good. All right. I think it passed. So, this is a question from Black Cordelia. I'm writing a song about somebody who's digging up something horrible in the yard that just takes – you're putting a pool in the backyard, and then the backhoe – comes to you with the worst possible thing you could dig up in the yard. What is it? And so basically it has to be something that could be buried under a fancy residential neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. Tell me how this works out. And oh my gosh, this list generating thread with almost 90 comments is super, super fun. Just, you know, there's many best answers. Illegal toxic waste dump, you know, a skeleton wearing the same outfit you're wearing. We found this weird old septic tank in the backyard that was all filled in with stuff. Oh my God. I'm just like reading through these. I, you know, abandoned radioactive waste, missing airplane, tons of asbestos. You know, like what would ruin your life? And so it's always fun listening to Metafilter people who I generally like and get along with, really trying to figure out how to fuck somebody's life up. You know what I mean? Because they're smart. And so they just, you know, Amelia Earhart's skull. Like, it's just, it's so good. It's so good. So maybe, I don't know if everybody has my same sensibility, but I thought that was pretty good.
No, I love the setup. It's interesting when I think about this, like, I immediately like want to ask follow-up questions from a songwriter perspective because like I think the nature of the bad thing would really depend in part on like what the tone of the discovery and what the fallout's going to be.
Right.
Like I need to know like is this, you know, is the core of the song the good shock of just the description of the thing, or is the core of the song the fallout of the discovery, and is it like, is it farcical or is it literally tragic?
Right.
You know, like, you know, there's so many. So yeah, it's nice to have a wide swath of possibilities to pick from to fill that in. So, well, I sure hope we get to hear the song. That'd be great. Black Cordelia, post a song to music when you're done.
Yeah, please. In fact, just in general, please, people, post your songs to music. They are fun to listen to. I enjoy them. I've been working out a cover version of that Divinyl song, I Touch Myself, and it's all about not touching your face. When I think about you, I touch my face, over and over again. And I've been making like a playlist, which includes like MC Hammer's like Can't Touch This and all that other stuff. You know, we've got somebody with COVID-19 sort of up the road from here, so probably fine. But I always kind of think about it. Our supermarket, super normal, but who even knows, right? So
yeah,
that's where I've been spending my nervous energy.
Yeah.
A couple random fun kind of worldwide questions I enjoyed. So Tehund, longtime Mephite Tehund, at what time on the planet does as much of the world as possible share the same date? And we should Josh, put this online before Saturday because we we spring ahead on Saturday, and this can be people's notification. But basically, you know, where in the world has the most population that you've got basically everyone and not other people? And so it's just kind of a weird, fun number problem. I don't know the answer. I didn't even really look any answers, but it looks like 10:01 a.m. universal time, which I think is five in the morning here. I think
two
in the morning
you.
Your place.
Two,
I think
two on this coast, five.
Yeah,
East coast.
Thanks to 1970s antihero who pointed out that you got to get Hawaii in there, and. Yeah, so pretty neat. I just thought it was kind of a weird, interesting, like you wouldn't think it was a math problem.
Yeah, no, but hey, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I approve.
I have one that I would like to go last, so do you have other ones?
Nope.
All right.
Bring it.
My favorite anonymous Ask Metafilter question about someone who is a nose picker and eater of boogers.
Oh, you mentioned this. I did not actually see it.
Terrible about it. And it's a very nice thread where a whole bunch of people are like, look, shame is worth working through. Also, I might know someone who does this. even though I won't mention it in the thread. There's a whole bunch of people basically sidestepping, you know, raising their own hand, but also being like, it's a lot more common than you think. So don't feel bad. Also, mostly just don't touch your face. But, but, you know, help yourself feel better. Here's some ways you might be able to kind of work towards stopping. And this person, I guess, had a therapist who said it was horrifying and bad, which is, of course, like, worst therapist of all time.
Yeah, thanks a fucking lot, buddy.
Yeah. And so there were a lot of people who were basically like, your therapist sucks, FYI. Here's some more positive, you know, affirmations for you. So I just liked it because it was a nice, supportive thread about booger eating. And I thought that was cool. You know, a thirst for salt is like, I am on team. You are fine. People do all sorts of weird shit. Like, who among us has not eaten a dried scab? So I appreciated it because I'm one of those people who's like, you know, your body is just, your body's not gross. It's you thinking about your body in ways that make you feel like it's gross. That is kind of the malformation that is easier to work on, you know? Love yourself, love your body, love the inside of your nose.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. So it was a nice thread. It made me happy that people were so supportive and so helpful, especially because, like, the, you know, the person who posted it was like, look, I feel terrible about this. It is really hard to ask this question. Please don't be jerks. And people rose to the occasion and were not jerks. Way to go, team.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, I think so.
Couple things from MetaTalk. It's interesting. I really didn't like keep up with non-urgent MetaTalks while I was in Tucson for a week and a half. So there's a couple that I just like literally didn't see. I'm like, oh, hey, I guess we had a discussion about that. Okay. But one thing worth signal boosting a little bit, Winter Hill made a post checking in to see if people wanted to organize an additional space for discussion for trans and non-binary people.
And I think it was really clear, like, this is not for cis people. Like, don't come to be an ally. It's not your space. Please don't. Yeah. Thank you. No.
It's like, great, be an ally, but this is not what that is for.
Right. Go somewhere else. Thank
so
you.
So if you are interested in that, check that out. I think it's come around to, it sounds like a Slack has maybe gotten spun up. I think was maybe the last state of things, if I remember correctly. So yeah, check that out if that's for you. There was also a goofy fucking scorpion day the other day. Somebody made a post about scorpions. Someone else also made a post about scorpions, and it just sort of went from there. And once we were four or five deep, I went ahead and made a meta talk post about it because I was entertained. And
because I told
there
you
were
to,
several more.
You were like, yes. "I'm going to do this. I want to do this," and I was like, "You should do it."
It was great affirmation. I was like, you know, I almost kind of want to X. And you're like, do X.
You should.
I was
super,
like, all right.
You should
right.
super do it.
So I did that, and people goofed around and made more scorpion posts and enjoyed the whole thing. And I think the next day turned into fart day. So I guess sort of, I'm sorry, but whatever.
I missed that entirely somehow. I think
yeah.
I just wasn't around that day.
I think to some extent, like, seeing people mention farts is a little bit less eye-catching than scorpions. So people were like, what's with all the farts? Quite as much as they were with the scorpions. I don't know. I didn't follow fart day very closely. Can you believe I didn't even try and set that up? Anyway, and I don't know. Other stuff on MetaTalk. I was on vacation for a bunch, and it was a short month, even if it was the longest short month. There was, I think, a leap day post, so happy leap day. Anybody who missed that happened. And yeah.
Yeah, a lot of MetaTalk tail stuff and, you know, a Valentine's thread and let's talk about how we talk about Twitter. And I just, yeah, it was good. I thought it was good. I mean, it was, you know, less than a month ago, I guess, right? Because today's the 5th. I feel like I just talked to you.
And yes, I think, I don't know, that's anything else you want to talk about?
I'm just glad to hear you, you know, chipper and perky.
Yeah, I've got a little more energy this time, so I like that.
I like it too. You got a name for this one?
Oh, geez. I wasn't even thinking about that. Oh, shit. Say something funny and confusing. Quick.
Marble Olympics?
Marble Olympics. Well, but then people think it's about Marble Olympics.
Shit.
That's just to be mean because people love that shit. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Sometimes what I do when we don't come up with a name and actually write it down while we're recording is, you know, I mean, you know, I don't like listen to the podcast. We've discussed that.
You
before.
Know, I do listen to the podcast.
Yeah. So I edit it. I check in a few spots.
Lightly edited.
But I don't like edit it. I just make sure like the start and stop points are lined up correctly and that's about it. But I will sometimes, if I realize we don't have a title, just like go and listen to random like 10-second snippets throughout it and say, is that anything?
That sounds great.
Like something.
You should
do that. So that's probably what will happen because I don't have anything here.
I mean, unless you want to call it Booger Eaters Unite.
That feels like they might be putting the
spotlight maybe too much on that.
Yeah. Maybe a perfectly cromulent episode. Maybe something like that. We'll see.
Yeah. Or find out one of the words for cromulent in the other language and then people could be a little confused.
Yeah. That could be
good. In a friendly way.
All right. Well, I think we did it.
Great. It was really good talking to you as always.
Yeah.
Post this before Saturday night so people don't fuck up their clocks.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
I think maybe that's just the title. Maybe the title's just like change your fucking clock.
Change your fucking clock. Don't fuck up your clock.
I'll just change your fucking clock.
Is that going to get us in some sort of like mature warning?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Maybe. I feel like I've cursed in the title before.
Change your effing clock.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Effing. All right.
All right. Josh, great talking to you.
Yeah, you too, Jasmine.
Okay, goodbye.
All right.